往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。
Psalm 122:1 I rejoice with those who said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord.
今天虽然外面有雪，可是我们来到神的殿中，我们都欢喜。
We are very glad to have a gathering here, even though outside we have snow.
刚刚敬拜的时候，诗歌的第一首说要打开我的眼睛，打开我的耳朵。
The song that we just sing this morning, talking about open our eyes and ears.
我不知道我们中间有多少人，你每次来聚会的时候，你是真的有这样的祷告说，主啊，今天你打开我的眼睛，打开了我的耳朵，让我来遇见你。
I wonder how many of you have ever prayed for God, prayed to God to open your ears and eyes whenever you come here.
可能很多人，我们都期待我们来到主的面前的时候，我们听到安慰和引导的话。
A lot of times we expect to hear some comforting message and also some words that catch our heart.
有没有人他来到主的面前，他说我想要听到那些扎心能够刺我的话？
Does anybody who really want to hear something which is like catching our heart?
Okay. 刚刚阿们很大声的人，我要问你一下，吴嫂，我们不知道是不是你，我相信你常常阿们。你说你听到扎心的话的话，你什么反应
？What is your reaction? What is your reaction when you hear about some catching, heart catching words?
被骂得很舒服，会悔改。我真的求主怜悯我们，当我们听到一些我心里面不舒服的话的时候，我真的跟神说，神啊，你让我悔改来向你。
Whenever we hear something that catches our heart, we really would like God to help us to rectify.
你不要说哈，金弟兄，你又在上面骂我了。
Don't complain me again, you know, like having heavy words on you.
做讲台的人，出口的人，最大的挑战就是他敢不敢忠心的讲神的话。
Okay, the major challenge that we standing here in front of you is whether or not we dare to speak out.
他有没有私心？他要借着讲台来骂人？
Does he have any readiness to put out heavy words on this platform?
以弗所书和哥罗西书里面都讲到有三种的人际关系。
In Ephesians and also Colossians, it mentioned about three different kinds of relationships.
那里讲到父母跟对儿女的关系，讲到夫妻中间的关系，还有主人跟仆人的关系。
It mentioned about the relationship between you and your parents, you and your spouse and children, and also the relationship between employer and employees.
今年我们的主题是讲到认识基督并他钉十字架。
The topics that we want to discuss for this year is the Jesus Christ and the crucified on the cross.
我们已经讲到这个十字架不是只是让你受苦而已。
We have mentioned that the cross is not only for you to have burdens.
十字架是带我们要进入更大的荣耀，要把我们磨成更像主的样式。
It brings us to a bigger place to more glorifying the Lord.
所以我们在每天的生活里面，每个基督徒都要背起十字架来跟从主。
So we have to take our cross every day in our daily life.
这个十字架在哪里发生呢？
Where does it happen?
在我们的家庭里面。
It happens in our family.
在我们的工作场合里面。
In our workplaces.
在我们的学校里面。
In our schools.
在我们的教会里面。
In our church.
在所有的人际关系里面。
In all the relationships.
我再强调一次，这些十字架的经历不是只叫我们受苦而已。
I want to stress that the experience of the cross is not only for undergoing hardship.
受苦只是一个过程。
Hardship is only part of it.
要让我们更像耶稣的荣美。
The path is to let us getting more close to the Lord.
我们刚刚讲到这几种的人际关系里面，父母跟孩子或者夫妻中间。那中间这种关系都没有掺杂那种利害的关系。
The relationship we mentioned about between parents and kids, spouse and children, the relationship do not contain any conflict of interest.
因为我们都是骨肉之亲，我们是亲属。
Because we are family members.
可是当你在公司里面，在学校里面，你跟你的老师、跟你的同事之间的话，就没有这个亲属的关系。
But when you are in a workplace or in a school, the relationship is different.
而这个主要的关系呢，就发生变成一个利害的关系在里面。
And a major difference is the conflict of interest.
因为老板雇员工就是希望员工赚钱。
Because the employees wants to get wages for working for the employer.
员工他做事做得好，他就期待老板一定要奖励他。
Yeah, the workers, if they feel they work well, they expect more wages.
所以在职场里面，公司里面来做事的时候，这种利害的关系成本很高。
That's why, you know, in the workplace, there's a lot of conflict between the employers and employees.
而这种利害的关系更需要经过十字架的对付。
And we need to take up the cross to understand the rationale behind the cross in order to go through this relationship.
今天是进入了我们最后一个月，我要来补上基督徒在人际关系、团体人际关系中间的十字架的功课。
We want to talk about the relationship in the workplace today.
所以我用职场来说明，当然我们中间有年轻的弟兄姊妹，12年级、13年级、高中，你没有什么职场，学校就是你的职场。
For those young teens, young adults who are in the grade 12 or 13, school, college is your workplace.
有人认为我们做一份工作，那个是亚当犯罪以后的咒诅。
Some people would think that for a man who needs to work is the consequence of the curse from Adam.
因此我们对于工作常常有一种错误的观念。
So most of us will have a negative attitude towards work.
我们这些做员工的、做仆人的会常常想说，我既然是为了生活，那么混一混过得去就好了，不必太认真。
A lot of times, you know, for those employees who work for their living, they only think that working is for getting some wages at the end of the month and that's it.
有些做主人的、做老板的，他说：“哼，公司是我辛苦创立的，所以我今天雇你来做事，是我给你恩典，你一定要听我的。”
Some of employers would think that, you know, I created this empire, and then you work for me, you are my slave, and you have to listen to what I have to say.
我盼望今天信息以后，我们能够把这个观念来回到圣经里面来看，什么是做仆人的，什么是做主人的。
We want to use this moment to bring across a message.To understand what is the real role of an employee and what is the real role of an employer.
我们先来读以弗所书第五章第六章的第五到第九节。
Let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5 to 9.
好，我先来读中文，然后我们英文就跟上来。第五节说，你们做仆人的要惧怕战惊。用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般。
Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear, and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey the Christ.
不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意。
Obey them not only to win their favor when their eyes are on you, but like slaves of Christ.Doing the will of God from your heart.
甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not man.
因为晓得个人所行的善事，不论是为奴的，是自主的，都必按所行的得主的赏赐。
Because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does, whether he is slave or free.
你们做主人的，待仆人也是义理，不要威吓他们，因为知道他们和你们同有一位主在天上，他并不偏待人。
And masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him.
我不知道你们注意到没有，这里讲到仆人跟主人。
Here we talk about masters and slaves.
他教导做仆人的要怎么做的经文有四节。
There are like four verses talk about what a slave or employee should behave.
可是他讲到做主人的要怎么做，只讲了一节。
And then it only used one verse to talk about the role of an employer.
请我们再看哥罗西书第三章二十二到二十五节。
Let's take a look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 22-26.
同样，这里说，你们做仆人的要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，总要存心诚实敬畏主。
Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to win their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord.
无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men.
因为你们知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
Since you know what you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving.Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong. There is no favoritism.
不义的必受不义的报应，主并不偏待人。哥罗西书第四章接下来第一节说，你们做主人的要公公平平的待仆人，因为知道你们也有一位主在天上。
And chapter 4, the first verse is, Master, provide your slaves with what is right and fair, because you know what you also have a master in heaven.
所以我刚刚讲到，大家注意到没有？连哥罗西书也是讲四节经文怎么做仆人，只讲了一节经文怎么做主人。
So you might notice that there are like four verses to talk about the role of employees and only one for the employer.
为什么这样呢
？Why is that so?
我们知道做仆人不容易。
We know that being an employee or a slave is not easy.
你如果没有先学好怎么样做仆人，你马上就要做老板的话，你这个老板做不好。
Okay, if you don't learn to be a good employee, and you'll never be able to be a good employer.
只有我们这些在人家的底下被人家压榨、被人觉得被欺负的人，等到有一天你做老板的时候，你会体谅你的员工。
Only when you have experienced all the suffering as being an employee, then you know how to deal with your employees when you become a master.
所以，请你们原谅我说，我在职场上做了，在美国工作了十五年，在台湾工作了两年。
Please forgive me if I talk too much about being employee since I worked in United States for 15 years and 2 years in Taiwan.
如果我没有这些职场工作的经验的话，我今天就没有办法体谅弟兄姊妹们，你们工作忙碌加班到一个程度，你还能够来教会，或者你不能够来教会，查经的难处。
Without those years of experience of being an employee, I would not have been able to share with you the frustration, and I wouldn't be able to share with you kind of a hard work and overtime, etc.
所以主的教导都是让我们从基层，从每一本基本的功夫，我们来学起的。
So all the learnings are from the fundamentals.
这里讲到对仆人的第一个要求，教导说你要服从、顺从你肉身的主人。
The first teaching here is for the employees to obey their masters.
对我们每一个人最难的一个功课就是顺从。
This is the most difficult part is to obey.
要顺从权柄。
You have to obey to the authority.
妻子要顺服丈夫。
The wife have to obey to the husband.
儿女要顺从父母。
And the children have to obey their parents.
学生要顺从老师。
The students have to obey their teachers.
老板要顺从员工。I'm sorry. 员工要顺从老板。
Employees have to obey the employers. He's checking you guys. Yeah.
我们要彼此顺服。所以如果有一个姊妹，她又是儿女，她又是妻子，她又是员工，她觉得真苦啊。
So if a woman, herself is a wife, a daughter, and an employee would be a very big burden.
有人以为说我只要顺从神，我不要顺从人。
Some people might think that I only obey God, I don't need to follow the instruction of human flesh.
这不是圣经的教训。
But this is not the teaching from the Bible.
圣经怎么说到权柄呢？
How does Bible describe authority.
来，我们来看一下圣经罗马书里面讲到权柄的这个观念。
Let's take a look at the Rome.
罗马书在讲到权柄的时候，他说权柄是神的用人，是与你有益的。在上有权柄的，人人都当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的， 凡掌权的都是神所命的。
So everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. And those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. So we have to understand all the authority is given from the God.
不管这个权柄是你觉得它对或错。
Whether you feel this authority is right or wrong.
我现在来了一个很大的问题。
I have a problem here.
那这个邪恶的权柄，如果它在我的头上，它是一个邪恶的人，那么我是不是要顺从它？
Sure.
Evil.
Okay. So if my master or my employer is a person of evil, do I need to obey him?
我们记得在圣经里面，我们中文如果讲，一个叫做顺从，另外一个叫做顺服，有不一样。
In Chinese Bible, there are two words. One is to obey. One is to follow.
顺从就是说老板说什么，权柄说什么，我就要照着那样去做。
One is that you follow blindly to whatever he says. I mean, whatever the employer says.
可是你要记得，当什么情况之下你可以不顺从呢？
But you still have to know that there are situations that you do not need to follow.
就是这个权柄他提出来要你做的事情是违反道德的要求，或者是违反圣经的真理的时候，你可以不顺从。
Yeah, when this earthly master has some idea which is against the principle of Bible, and then you do not need to follow.
你不需要跟着他所讲的说，可是你要接受，你要有一个顺服的态度来准备接受他给你的处罚。
And then if you don't follow his direction, if you are suffering from the punishment that's given by him, you have to take, you have to accept the fact.
我再讲清楚一点，就是你可以不顺从他，如果这些事情违背了圣经的原则。
If the principles is against the Bible, you don't need to follow him.
可是你必须顺服他因着你不顺从所带来的结果。
But you have to accept the consequence of not following him.
比如说老板叫你去做一件犯法的事情。
For example, the employer is asking you to do something which is illegal.
你说我不顺从。
Then you said, I'm not going to follow.
那老板说，那么我让你离开这个公司。
And then the boss will say you are fired, and then you have to accept the fact that you are fired because of not following his instruction.
你就要顺服他。
And you have to accept the fact.
今天在有一些国家场地里面，他们限制人不可以私底下的来聚会来读圣经。
There are some countries in this world, the government is not allowing Christians to have gathering to study Bibles.
它不合圣经的教导。
Is not conforming to the teaching of Bible.
你不顺从他。
If you don't follow.
可是当他抓到你，他要把你摆到监牢里面的时候
，and they would put you in jail if you don't follow, if you go against the law.
你要顺服他
，and you have to accept the fact.
你不可以搞革命
，you do not stand up and against the government.
所以我们基督徒其实真的是我们要知道，圣经上讲得很清楚，所有的权柄。他是为着百姓的好处，为着你的好处，他不管是在肉身上供应你，或者在品格上面操练你，他都是神所命定的。
So as a Christian, we have to understand that all this authority were given by Lord, and we have to learn our living through these authorities and the governance.
神赐下不同的权柄。
God gave different kinds of authorities.
父母、老师、政府、教会等等。
Parents, teachers, government, church, etc.
它有两方面主要的目的。
There are two main purposes.
一方面是要保护我们。
One is to protect us.
另一方面要是对付我们里面肉体的骄傲。
The other thing is to go against our strong will inside our heart.
因为我们每一个人里面都有一个很强的肉体。
Because we have a very strong, strong will in our body.
我们这个意志如果不受适当的对付的话，没有人可以 跟你同工。
I think this is the only way to go against our strong will inside.
所以神用着权柄来使我们磨成更好的样子。
So God is using the earthly authority to train us.
可是今天为什么有很多人对着权柄他不知道要顺服呢？
Why are there so many people don't understand that they need to obey the authority, the earthly authorities?
因为我们没有一个警觉，说我如果冒犯那个权柄的话，其实我不是针对那个人，我是抵挡那个给他权柄的人。
So, we do not have the awareness of understanding the real meaning of the authority.
因为比如说今天有个警察，你开车在路上，警察把你拦下来了，要开给你一个单子。
If you are stopped by a police on the street,
你觉得你非常的他不对。
You don't think that he is right.
你当场你跟他顶撞。
And then you go against him or you're fighting with him on the spot.
你要知道，你不是抵挡他，你是抵挡给他权柄的。
So you have to understand that you are not going against the police alone, but you are going against the authority.
那怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
你当时你接下这个罚单。
Whenever you take the ticket from the policeman.
然后你要经过政府所设立的程序。
And then you have
你来反应。
You have to go through the formal process to reflect your frustration or to appeal.
圣经上里面很清楚地告诉我们说，我们如果毁谤权柄的话，我们事实上是在抵挡神。
It says in the Bible very clearly that if we go against the authority, that we go against the power from the God.
摩西他带着以色列百姓出埃及的时候
，Moses brought the Israeli out of Egypt.
他的哥哥跟姐姐他们看到摩西娶了一个外邦的女子为妻子。
And his sister and brother know that he's married to a woman. Yeah.
他其实他的哥哥跟姐姐他们比摩西大很多年纪，摩西小时候是他们抚养大的。
They are much older than Moses.
可是他们就开始不顺服摩西。
And then they begin to disobey Moses.
结果圣经上告诉我们说，神就叫他们说，你们三个人都出来到我的面前来。
And then it says in the Bible that three of you have to come in front of me.
摩西没有为自己伸冤。
And Moses did not complain.
是耶和华说，摩西他比世上的众人都谦和。
谦和是
humble.
Okay, and God said Moses is the most humble person in the world.
所以当神自己的手出来处理这件事的时候，米利暗得了七天的大麻风。
When God takes up the case, Miriam has 7 days of 麻风
Leprosy,
yeah.
在圣经里面看到我们大卫他受扫罗的追杀。
And then in Bible, we know that David was chased by Saul.
大卫不敢伸手来杀扫罗。
And then David dare not to go against Saul.
因为他敬畏那位高曾经设立扫罗为王的耶和华。
Because David respect the God.
当我们来对着权柄有这样的认识的时候
，So when we understand the deep meaning of authority,
我们就知道，像我在当兵的时候，我的长官就告诉我说，合理的要求对你是一个训练。
And when I was in the military, my supervisor was telling me that the reasonable program is called training.
如果我对你有不合理的要求，那是一个磨练。
If I have any abusive request, is you consider that is a hardship, you know, extensive hardship.
所以当我们做一个员工的人，我们要有一个心态，我们在权柄的底下接受训练跟磨练。
So, being an employee, we also have to get ourselves prepared to take up the training and also the extensive hardship.
其实在这些难处里面，不是对你完全没有好处的。
But this is something, that is not at all bad to you.
它可以刺激你去想出更好的方法。
This process could stimulate you to think of better, ways.
圣经里面讲到那个少年人但以理，他被掳到巴比伦去的时候。
You guys remember when Daniel was captured in a foreign country?
在那个时候，他 他不能，他不愿意去吃那个王叫他吃的那些偶像的食物。
And Daniel refused to take the food that was offered by the capture.
他不是只是说我不顺从而已。
He did not simply deny or reject.
他要顺服这个权柄。
He has to obey the authority.
所以他就跟这个权柄提出了一个要求。
And then he made a request to his captor.
他说：“能不能我不吃你们给我预备的拜偶像的食物，可是我来吃我蔬菜跟喝水。
”And he requests that he takes the vegetable and some clean water.
你们来看看我十天以后我是不是也能够达到你叫我吃那些肉的效果。
And then, in the next couple of days, you come back and see whether or not I could live a good life, as what you expect.
结果十天以后他们的相貌容光比那些吃偶像拜偶像物的少年人更加的俊美。
And then 10 days later, Daniel looks much better, even better than those people who were eating those food for the idols.
所以他的老板就看到他身上有神的同在。
So, the master could see that God is with Daniel.
弟兄姊妹，我们在工作里面常常碰到很多权柄对我可能不合理的要求。
So I think, brothers and sisters, in our workplace, we always encounter difficulties.
你是不是就说 no 就结束了呢？
Are you going to say no? As simple as that?
我建议你在说 no 的时候，你能够用你的想象力。去告诉他，我可不可以给你另外一个更好的建议
？So instead of simply saying no, can you come up with something which is a more constructive proposal?
当我们碰到权柄不合理的这些要求的时候，是一个机会，让我更想出用我的创造力想出一条出路来。
I think whenever we encounter some difficulty, it's a very good chance for us to use our imagination and innovations to come up with good proposals.
我们稍微停在这里。
Let's take a break here.
弟兄姊妹们，你在你的工作环境里面有没有碰到，有没有顺从你肉身的主人？
Brothers and sisters, have you come across any situations that you are required to follow the earthly masters, teachers?
有没有哪一方面你不顺服权柄？
Are there any things that you are not feeling comfortable with?
当我们听到的时候，我们带到我自己身，求神光照你。你这个时候，你能够默默地跟神说：“我知道你的意思。”
May we take this few minutes to pray to the God and hope God in your heart for you to visualize the situation.
第二方面讲到职场是个操练信实的地方。
The second thing is the workplace is a place for
他说到用诚实的心，不要只在眼前侍奉，要从心里面遵行神的旨意。
Okay, so in the workplace is a place to practice faithfulness, and then is where you don't really do the eye service, you really serve from the heart.
基督徒最大的挑战就是表里合一的挑战。
The major challenge that Christians are facing right now in the workplace is to say something and then behave differently.
有人因为在家庭、教会、职场中，在各种环境里面，他说的跟做的不一致，所以失去了见证。
There are a lot of situations whereby you find people or Christians that do not maintain their integrity. This is where they set a very bad example for Christians.
使人感觉到他不真诚，是个虚伪。
And let people think that these Christians are hypocrites.
比如说。你在老板的面前你都说 yes 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 可是你回头过以后在别人的后面你又批评你的老板。
For example, you always say yes in front of your boss, but you know behind him you always gossip and making a lot of complaints.
很多时候我们不自觉，我们在跟同事之间的时候，不然在一起吃饭或者闲聊的时候，我们会散布一些对权柄不满意的话。
And then a lot of times, when we go out with our coworkers or our friends, we always have the intention to inflame the situation.
我们去挑剔那个权柄的错。
We are very picky on the authority.
这些都不是一个纯诚实的心的表现。
This is not really a good behavior for a mature Christian.
你要知道这些事情，圣经说的，你种的是什么，你就收的是什么。
This is says in the Bible that you will get whatever you will pay whatever you deliver.
而且你在暗中所行的事情，有一天一定会显明出来。
When you do something wrong, someday it will surface out.
不诚实不一定是要你贪污去贪大钱或者跟你生命生死相关的事情。
This is nothing to do with like a big corruption or being greedy. This is not really a life and death situation.
而是反映出我们基督徒的价值观。
You know, it's just on small things we can tell the difference between the true value of a Christian.
所以求神让我们真的表里如一。
So may God help us to be able to maintain our integrity.
第三方面讲到职场是个侍奉神的地方。
The third part is we want to talk about the workplace is a place that we can serve.
甘心侍奉好像服侍主不像服侍人。
So we have to serve wholeheartedly, not like serving human flesh, but serve the Lord.
要像基督的仆人是给主做的，不是给人做的。
It's like the servant of the Lord who is doing it for the sake of the Lord, is not for the sake of the human flesh.
你要知道，只有当你真的甘心、心甘情愿的来做的时候，这一件事情才在你生命中有果效。
So you have to understand that only when you have the intention to serve wholeheartedly, then you know how to understand how to serve.
你如果不甘心侍奉的话，这样的事情只会浪费你的生命。
If you don't serve it wholeheartedly, you're wasting your time.
比如说，今天你在公司里面。
For example, you work in an office today.
如果老板每天你觉得老板交给你的工作都是一些你都已经做过几百遍，你说这个实在是没有意义的事情。
If you're given a job which is very boring,
你有两个选择。
You have two choices.
第一个，你可以离开这个公司去找另外的工作。
The first is to quit and then find another opportunities outside.
第二个选择，那就是你在还留在这公司，你就从这些你看起来很没有意思的事情里面，你自己甘心情愿的去发掘自己，去自修，去找出用这个机会来训练你自己的本事。
The second thing is to stay put, you know, to learn through those tiny little things, and then from there, you derive the true value, or you derive a different way to run the business.
今天我们中间也有一些学生，我说过，对你来讲，你的职场就是你的学校。
As I said just now, for the students, school is your workplace.
如果你的读书都是为着父母叫你做的，你不心甘情愿的话。
If you don't study from your heart, you just study it for the sake of your parents.
你纵使考上了，进入了那个非常好的大学。
Even though you can enter into good college.
可是有一天，当你要面对你自己那么多同学功课的挑战的时候，你的本事在哪里？
But someday when you face the real challenge from your peer, I mean, you're going to lose out.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们真的要知道我们的侍奉乃是为着主做的，不是给人做。
So we all have to understand that whatever we serve in the workplace, we have to do it, we have to serve it for the sake of Lord, it's not for the human flesh.
有个弟兄他曾经在我们中间分享过这样的见证。
We have experience to share here from a brother.
他是个传道人，可是他在他侍奉的地方，他想要请许多弟兄姊妹礼拜五下了班直接到他家里来查经。
He is a pastor and he always want to have the brothers and sister to go to his house for Bible study on.
可是他知道弟兄姊妹们很忙，下了班根本没时间做饭或者很累。
But he knows that all the brothers and sisters were very tired and exhausted after work on Friday.
所以他一开始他就煮了，每次就请他们来，他自己煮饭。
So every week he prepares all the meat and dinner and tofu and beef for all the brothers and sisters to come to save them for cooking by themselves.
他比我还知道这个是牛肉炖豆腐。结果他发现说他每次做了很好吃，结果弟兄姊妹来只想吃就不想查经。
And then he spent a lot of effort in cooking the dinner for these people, and eventually after a few times he found that the brothers and sisters were very interested in the food rather than the Bible study.
所以后来他越来越生气的时候，他每次准备他在剁那个牛肉在弄豆腐的时候，他就切得很生气。
And he was very upset and very frustrated, and every time he when he was preparing the dinner, he was like very annoying.
他说吃吃吃就知道吃。
Yeah, you know, preparing a Chinese beef, you have to chop in the cutting board, and he was like, boom, boom, boom.
有一天，神光照他说，你是在侍奉我，还是你在侍奉人
？And then one day, you know, the Holy Spirit remind him, hey, wait a minute, are you serving the people or are you serving me?
弟兄姊妹们，你，我不知道你吃得出我们厨房的饭菜里面。都有爱心在里面嘛
？Yeah, we have all the people serving our lunch out there.
特别好吃，对不对
？Yeah, yes.
从爱心做出来的就是不一样。
I think the best things that deliver is from your heart.
你上班可以迟到吗
？Can you be late when you go to work?
哎，为什么？好，现在没有人走进来，我不是骂你啊。为什么我在讲道的时候，在这个时候还有人走进来呢
？Yeah, so why are we always late in the church gathering? I mean,
你来教会做给谁看呢
？So why are you coming here for yourself or for the Lord?
老板要你开会的时候，你敢迟到吗
？And if you're required to go in a meeting, are you there to be late?
为什么在教会中就无所谓呢
？Well, why is it so easy going in church?
有些人常常抱怨，为什么我这么辛苦的服侍？教会的长子同工都不来看望我。
A lot of people were complaining, you know, why I serve the church so well, and when I have problem, and people never come and say, come to see me.
为什么每次都是我在这里捡这个椅子下面的这个杯子程序单？为什么别人看到都不做呢
？Why am I the only one that who pass out the programs, and the other people were just standing and chatting?
为什么金弟兄你不到厨房里面去也帮帮忙更好啊做榜样
why don't the pastor go to the kitchen and help out? I think this is a good example.
弟兄姊妹们当我们服侍我们如果去跟别人比较看别人不做我心里面就不高兴的话你不是为主做的。
And if you feel that you're unhappy when you compare to the other people, and then this is a problem. You are not serving the Lord, you're serving human flesh.
真正的善行，真正在神里面眼中被神看为好的服事，常常是不自觉的。
The best service, I mean, God likes people who serve from their heart, from a subconscious level.
只有一种真的出自你爱心里面的心甘情愿的服事，在神面前才有价值。
The only valuable serve is from the heart.
如果你侍奉是想讨人喜欢的话，你失去了在神面前的奖赏。
If you serve expecting to please somebody, then you are far away.
让我们再稍微安静一下。
So let's take a little break here.
我在公司里面的做事，我是只是真的纯粹为老板做的吗
？So can you really think about the real role in your office right now?
还是真的老板借着我在那里神要借着我在公司里面的服事的时候来训练我，因此我甘心情愿的接受这样的训练。
So you have to ask yourself whether you are serving the human flesh or you are serving the Lord through this workplace and through this authority.
你在教会里面的服事有哪一些你不是心甘情愿的？
And then same applies to the church. And ask yourself, you know, have you ever complaining serving in a church?
第四点，我们看到职场是个得赏赐的地方。
And point number four, the workplace is a place where we could receive a reward.
那里说到要从主那里得着基业为赏赐。
That is where we could receive.That is where we become the inheritance of the God as a reward.
什么叫做得着基业为赏赐呢
？What does it mean by becoming the inheritance of God as a reward？
这里说到得到基业，不是说你从老板那里拿到 bonus， 拿到奖金而已。
This is not to say that you are getting bonus or a lot of wages from your boss.
这个说得着基业为赏赐，这个得着是说我被变成神的基业。
Here it means you become more like Jesus.
我被变成神的基业 inheritance.
Become the inheritance of the Lord.
那的意思就是说，我在职场里面，我如果忠心、心甘情愿的侍奉的时候，神会把我磨成他可以悦纳的一个祭物。
So this is what it says: is that if you serve in your workplace wholeheartedly, you will eventually become. The inheritance of the God, as a reward.
当然，我们的神不会吝啬到因为你好好的做，不给你奖金，物质上的丰富。
Of course, our Lord will not ignore you.
而是神要真的要先磨练我们，是为着我们的好处。
But God needs to train us for the good of us.
那遇到你认为不公平的待遇怎么办
？If you come across something which is injustice.
或者你在工作里面，你被老板突然把你摆到旁边去，不用你了，他觉得你不够好了，你心情上怎么办
？If you get a transfer from a good place to a bad place, and what is your take on this?
我们怎么来处理这样的一个困境
？How are we going to deal with these frustrating moments?
当我在准备这篇信息的时候
，When I prepare this message,
我跟 Benjamin 稍微谈了一下大纲。
We talked a little bit about the topics of this message.
他就说：“对对对对，你讲的这一点就是我经历过这个。
”So I actually share a very good experience with Pastor.
所以我打算下面的三分钟到五分钟，我让 Benjamin 很简单的把他的这个不公平，他觉得被摆到 corner office 的这个经验分享一下。
So I'm going to share this real experience with you. I'm going to take about five minutes. So that was almost like back in 10, 11 years ago when I was still in Singapore. You know, I was in this, everybody knows that I was in this fashion business. And by that time I was overseeing about $110 million worth of business.
差不多十几年前 ,Benjamin 他在新加坡里面他在做一些服装业的生意，他那时候负责超过$100 million的那个来往的那个部门。
And then because of some change internally, my boss got kicked out.
后来公司里面有了改组，他的老板被赶走了。
Okay, so I had a new boss who came in, and within a month, you know, I was totally wiped out because the way we do business, the way we handle the business, the way we handle the department is totally different from before.
因为这个新的老板一来的时候，他整个做法、管理方法不一样了，因此我就被赶到了那个房间的角落。
And then he demands a lot of reports from me. I could not deliver.
所以他跟他说，要 Benjamin 说你要给我某一样的报告、报表，可是我做不出来。
So after 3 weeks, I was transferred to a small department which runs about $1 million worth of business.
所以后来我就被放到一个冷宫去，摆到边边。
And then the things that I want to share with you is not just moving from one place to the other. You know, I think a job and career itself mean a lot to a man. And then in that 3 weeks, I have gone through a lot of frustration. I feel fear, shameful, confused, and then I don't know how to face my family members. And all the people that normally have lunch with me, they all disappear. When you walk to the toilet,You meet somebody in the hallway, they turn around and disappear.
所以我现在讲了，我在那个经验里面，我并不只是说被摆到另外角落去，而作为一个男人，当他的工作上遭遇到这样的对待的时候，我的朋友、我的家人都对我有都不一样的看法。尤其我到公司，我去上厕所的时候，有时候平常跟我打招呼的人，现在也不跟我打招呼了。
And then the suppliers, they would normally send you a flower basket and a fruit basket, and they send me boxes of cigars and all gone, you know.
所以有很多客户本来都来送我礼物的，现在都不见了。
And then it's just so confused. It was just so confused. And then I was in a small corner at the back of the office. And then regular company meeting, and they don't send you any memo anymore.
连我坐在角落，连公司平常开会。我都收不到通知。
And then whether or not you want to go or you're not to go, and then whether you go in the meeting, you sit in a normal place that you used to sit, or you sit at the back of the table, it's so confused, and people were like looking at you in a very strange eyes.
所以当我就算我去开会，人家看我的眼光都不一样。
And it's also a major loss of pride.
而且在这个时候，我的自尊心真的是跌到底了。
And it's just so confused. And then you pray, and then you don't know how to pray, and then you want to compare yourself to job.
甚至我不知道怎么祷告。
And there are a couple of good people that came by. Cindy was one of them, and gave me a lot of encouragement.
那个时候就有一些真的几个人，他们来安慰我，给我很大的鼓励。
And I think it took me like 3 weeks, you know, to go through that very frustrating moment.
有三个礼拜时间我在非常低潮里面。
And then at one point I was like sitting down in that little corner. It's good that nobody comes and say hi and entertain me or whatnot. So I was very quiet in that little corner. And then I started to think, what happened to me? Why am I not able to deliver the report?
所以后来我在那三个礼拜我就慢慢的想，到底我是不是做错了什么？我为什么不能够照老板的要求给出那样一个报告？
Because you know, by that time I was not very good in the computer system technology. Put it that way.
在那个时候，我们根本不会用电脑。
Because a lot of businessmen don't really bother to use a keyboard. They have secretaries, and you know, they don't really know how to use a computer. But I sat down in that little corner, and then it took me like about a month.I went through the whole Excel spreadsheet, Lotus 1-2-3, and PowerPoint and Word. And also, you know, one thing good about Microsoft is had the little help tab there. If you don't understand, you click there, and then it shows you how to do it. So I almost took like another 4 weeks to learn through all the software.
你知道我们做生意的人有时候我自己根本不会去用电脑，我都是叫秘书做。那这个时候就让我花了一个月的时间，我坐在那个角落的办公室里面，我开始学电脑的所有的程序。
And it was very good. I was very calm. I do not need to entertain any of the people. And then I start to be able to learn a lot of the software applications. And that eventually become one of my major tools in running a business today.
所以我在那个时候因为没有什么人来找我，我就用那段时间就好好的学功夫。所以今天我对电脑所受的训练使我今天在我现在的地位上面成为我非常大的帮助。
Especially in the business arena, a lot of the business people who run the fashion and garment business, they do not have a lot of knowledge in system technology.
而且在我的这一行里面有实在是不没有不是很多人懂得怎么样用电脑来做我的这个我的这一行业。
So what I suffered like 10, 11 years ago became one of the major怎么说？这是 one of my major fulfillment.
所以虽然在十几年前那个看起来是一个很低潮、很糟糕的事情，可是今天变成我一个最大的成就。
And then I think one thing I want to share with you is during that time the emotion is like a roller coaster. You hate people, you hate the new boss, you hate the people that don't come to see you, you hate yourself, and it's just so confused. I still believe one thing very important is to stay calm, stay put, like what it says in the Bible, to wait for the time to come.
所以在那个时候，我最大的难处就是我开始恨人，我恨我的老板，恨我的同事，甚至恨我自己。可是慢慢我想到圣经里面说到，你要在那里专心的等候神，神会来行事。
And then about a year later, because I was put in a very quiet corner. A year later, the same boss that who kicked me out came by and he asked, hey, Benjamin, I had a project. I had to do some market research in Korea. Can you do that for me? So I said, you know, I'm okay. I could go to Korea and do that for him. So when I came back, I used my computer. I used the PowerPoint and Excel to present to him. And eventually he asked the whole company to attend my presentation.
So after a year, my boss...他突然来告诉我说，你要不要到韩国去给我做一笔生意？那我就去了。结果回来以后，我就做了一个很漂亮的报告。结果这时候我的老板就要求全公司的人来听我来讲解这个过程。
Yeah, but then, you know, being a Christian in that moment is very, very, very tough because, you know, you have some friend comes to you, are you Christian? Why are you suffering? You know, is God with you right now?
你知道当我在那个最糟糕的时候，作为一个基督徒，同事有时候会来问我，你是基督徒吗？你基督徒为什么做得这么糟糕呢？实在是很痛苦。
It's true, and then some of the foes will tease you, and some of the friends will have question in you.
是的，有人会笑你，有人会质问你。
Yeah, so I think I don't want to continue that much on that part, but I think I want to share with you one of the verse that I feel is very good is Psalm 25.
我现在要用诗篇二十五篇的一句经文来跟大家分享。
Is Psalm 25 verse 1 and 2.
第一节跟第二节。耶和华啊，我的心仰望你，我的神啊，我素来倚靠你，求你不要叫我羞愧，不要叫我的仇敌向我发声。
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame. nor let my enemies triumph over me. So that is a very good reflection of the moment, of the emotion that I have gone through at that time. You know, you see everybody else is a foe, and then you try to win over them, but rather you stay put and then put yourself put everything in prayer. And one thing very interesting, when I went back to Hong Kong these days, and all the people that work for me and all this group of people that work around me 10 years ago, they are now struggling because the office is closing down, the Singapore office. Almost like 20 of them are hanging around right now.
所以现在是很新娘了，但是不对的这个，对不对？对。后来我回到香港的时候，我发现我以前的公司的那些同事们，他们因为公司后来又改变了，所以反而有很多人没有了工作。啊，我今天像他今天他有了这个本事的时候，他能够维持他的工作。
So,
好，我们来看到第五点，职场是值得感恩的地方。
So point number five we want to share with you is the workplace is a place to give thanks.
所以我们怎么样从难处里面我们来等待神的作为？
How could we stay put when we are in a very difficult situation?
是对我们真正的造就，是真正的对我有帮助。
It's a true help to me.
这里讲到说，你们做主人的要公公平平的待仆人。
And here he says, being an employer. Or master, you have to treat your
co-worker.
You have to know that even you also have a Lord, have a master in heaven.
我要对做老板的人，弟兄们、姊妹们讲一句话。
I want to share with all the employers here.
做老板不容易。
Being an employer is not easy.
因为你如果对你的员工，让员工知道你是基督徒的话，更难。
It's even worse for the co-workers to know that you are a Christian.
哎，为什么我的老板他要这样做？他是基督徒啊。
And then the employees will complain. You know why a Christian like you would do such a thing?
所以你知道，如果你一个你的公司的老板他敢表明他是基督徒的话，你应该要给他很大的鼓励。
So if an employer dared to tell people that he is a Christian in the workplace, I think we should give them a compliment.
这里说的主人的，你要公公平平的待仆人。
It says to be fair and justice.
做主人的，你不要以为是你养这些人是你的功劳。
Being an employer, you don't perceive the fact that you are feeding this whole group of employees.
如果不是神恩待你，给你恩典的话，你根本你自己都养不起，你还不要说能够有雇员工。
If not from God, you don't even able to feed yourself, not to even mention about the employees.
所以我们这些能够有神真的给你够用恩典，你能够雇人来做事的人，你要感激神给你这样机会，能够流出恩典。
So if we were employers, we need to appreciate God, and we should give thanks to God.
你要体会那些你的员工的难处。
You have to understand the difficulty that your employees are facing.
你不要随便用你的权柄说，我老板我说了算。
Don't be abusive to these people.
而且真的，你如果得到神祝福你这个公司的话，你应该要跟员工一起来分享这个恩典。
If you're running a company, if you earn profit, you should share the profit with your employees.
哦，赚的钱通通往我的口袋里塞，往我的银行账户里弄，都不，员工就拿着一点就够了。
Now, don't squeeze everything in your own pocket. Yeah.
你要知道，真的你愿意流出恩典的话，神会用着你更多的恩典经过你。
You have to understand that if you truly serve with your heart, and then you have overwhelming. Rewards.
这个恩典不只是说你照顾你员工的生活，而且你公司甚至可以设立一些对社会有益的基金，对教会有益的奉献。
The reward is not only to your employees, but you also have to be concerned about the social responsibility and also the service in church.
在前好几十几年前的时候，在纽约上州离我们这里不远的有一个 Kingston 有个公司，我想你们都。
Couple of years ago, there's a company called Kingston, who's based in upstate New York.
他那一年的两个老板，很荣幸，那两个老板都是中国人。
The partners were Chinese, two of them.
他们那一年决定，好像是把1亿的美金拿出来分给他们的员工。
And in that particular year, they made very good profit, and they took out a significant amount of money, which is about $100 million, to share. With employees as bonus.
他们那时候每一个员工拿到的红利比他的基本上都是他薪水的甚至两倍三倍。
The bonus is even more than the regular salary.
这一件事情后来成为整个企业杂志整个变成一个大家拿来做榜样，因为他这样子善待他的员工的时候，这个整个员工整个公司像是一个家一样的努力。
So this set a very good example in the industry, and all the employees feel like working at home.
所以到今天他们这个公司整个的业务仍然是在他们这个行业里面是带头的。
So this company Kingston become the leader in the whole industry.
可是我们也要体谅这个做主人做老板的难处。
Yeah, we also have to understand the difficulty that the employers are facing.
我们要凭良心讲，人家老板开公司，他就是为了要赚钱，对不对？
Normally people would think that when you open up an enterprise, your key direction, your key motive is to earn money.
如果你认为你的老板他是基督徒，我也是基督徒，那么我在我的工作上随便让他亏本也没关系。
So if you think that your boss is a Christian and I'm a Christian, so it's okay for him to lose out, but that is not quite right.
那是不对的心态。
Yeah.That is wrong.
我们必须在职位上忠心。
We have to be loyal to our position.
可是做主人的，你也不要，你一定要注意公平的原则。
Even though you are employee, you have to observe the justice.
员工做得好的，你要真的要给他应得的报酬。
If employee works well, you have to give him.Or her reasonable benefits.
可是员工做不好的，你不要因为他也是我的弟兄姊妹，我就该拿出来的警告我不拿。
And then you don't treat your Christian employees with different levels.
有一位我所认识的企业的老板。
I know of one of the entrepreneur.
他很体谅他的员工中间。有一两位，他们因为要照顾家庭的缘故，所以他允许他上班的时间可以part time.
So there, this entrepreneur has two employees because they need to take care of the family, so they allow them work in flexible hours.
可是慢慢的，一开始还好，这个员工都能够好，虽然每天只来做个五个钟头、四个钟头，他也能够把他的工作交代清楚。
It was good in the beginning because these two guys came in flexible hours or in a part-time manner. They did pretty good job.
可是慢慢的，突然他有时候为了突然要走的时候，他忘记了时间到了他就走，他也没有把他的工作做好交代。
And gradually they become very irresponsible and they just leave the job without letting people know.What the progress of the work.
他两点半离开公司的时候，剩下来的工作，剩下的员工要接手。从两点半到六点的时候，别人不知道他做到哪个地步。
And they just leave the office at 2:30 without letting the other people know exactly how to follow up from there.
所以造成公司里面也是一些很不和谐的气氛。
And create some uncomfortable emotion in the company among the coworkers.
所以当这位老板来请教我他该怎么做的时候。
So when this friend came and asked me how he should deal with it.
我很清楚地跟他讲说，你虽然要你对他有恩典，可是你要把规矩，你要公平地对待其他的员工，你要讲清楚他做事的原则。
So I think even though you treat these people nice, but you still have to make it very clear about your principle.
我们有感恩的心才能够做老板的，才能够真正心甘情愿的给出恩典。
I think we all have to possess a thankful heart in order for us to do a good job in being a employer.
我们做员工的有感恩的心，我才不会觉得真的我是要这个老板对我真的不公平。
And then being an employee, we also need to have a thankful heart in order to avoid those complaints.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
你如果中间有做老板的，你对你的员工公平吗？
Are you treating your employees fair enough?
你对神公平吗？
Are you fair to God?
神经过你的手，给你这么多的恩典。
God gives so many graces to you.
这些恩典是不是就扣在你的手上了？
Are you holding all these graces in your own hand?
我们做员工的
being an employee,
你对老板公平吗？
Are you fair to your employer?
老板给你一个小时五十块钱的工资的时候，你真的做到了值这个价钱的工作吗？
If you were paid $50 an hour, are you really delivering the same level of work?
你对你的同事公平吗？
What about your coworkers?
别人应该得到的称赞功劳，你把它抢过来吗？
Fighting over other people's credits?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
职场是一个十字架，学习背十字架的地方。
The workplace is the place we practice to bear the cross.
求神恩待我们。
May God treat us with grace.
不管你在学校里面，
whether you're in the school,
你在公司里面，
in the office workplace,
我们都心甘情愿地来接受神给我们的功课。
We like to wholeheartedly serve and to give thanks to Lord for giving us all this work.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
恩典的主啊，真的是我们感谢你给我们一份工作。
God, thank you very much for giving us such opportunity to work.
不但供应我养生的需要，
not only to earn for our living,
而且真的是你让我能够在这个场合里面被磨碎，可以越来越像你的性情。
Let us take this opportunity to learn and to be trained and to become more like you.
我为此来感谢你。
We thank you for that.
主啊，今天有许多的话你亲自说在弟兄姊妹身上。
Today you bring your message along.
使我们都得益处。
We all benefit from the message.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.